everybody.
God's attributes are manifested to his bride.
Though his body was white on the cross, he was still the great and mighty conqueror. And after 1900 years has passed, he's still the mighty conqueror. And he will forever be the mighty conqueror.
Oh, praise the Lord.
For the original life.
For the original life.
Oh, hallelujah.
For the original life.
Original sin.
The reply of the first message from Bokunle is actually God's trigger today, because nobody was expecting something like this. But through that test, our God in heaven has triggered the world through his servant, Pastor Moses Alo, to lift up so many people, not only Bokunle now. So many people are here benefiting from that text message and the reply. And you there, I believe that you also have benefited. Because through that text message and the reply, the light has shedded more. And many people are being illuminated one more time. Shalom to the bride of Christ.
And how come, if pyramids were originated by Satan via the Nephilim, via the Nephilim bloodline, to which modern researchers point. He said, is this why I am going? Modern researchers. He said, they point to the Nephilim bloodline. They point all physical kings derive their right or legitimacy to rule. What he's saying is that all these mighty kingdoms, all these kings that rule the world, he said, it is from that lineage, mighty men of renown, that all the kings, and I don't know whether I don't know whether you really read your Bible, you will have seen the reason why God turned Nebuchadnezzar to an animal.
I was very happy today with the exposition. The tact in which the messages, the questions were handled, you know the way he explained that from the area of all this, the pyramids, the giants that were there.
You will have known that. And after 7 years, that Nebuchadnezzar reduced to an animal eating grass, when he was restored, then he knew that all power is derived from God Almighty.
I appreciate that a lot.
Everybody,
God's attributes are manifested.
And so, wake me anytime. I will tell you about the ministry of William Branham, because I am a son of the prophet.
Kudos to Pastor Moses Alo and the grace of God in his life. And we want to know the uniqueness of that inspiration and revelation.
It's what William Branham used to explain the seven church ages. First and foremost, from the left side there, is talking about Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. To the angel, it started, message was first given to the seven church ages. It started with the Ephesian church age, to the church in Ephesus. The next one, message to the church in Smyrna. Then it went again to the next church, the third church, Pergamos. Then to the next church, Thyatira. The next church, Sardis. And the next church, Philadelphia, and the seven church age which we are in now, Laodicea. There is an angel to every of those church ages. To the Ephesian church age, the messenger was Apostle Paul. Semenian church age, it was Irenaeus. Pergamos church age, the star messenger was Martin. The Thyatira church age, the messenger was Columba. And the Sardisian church age, the messenger was Luther. And the Philadelphia church age, praise the Lord, the messenger to that age was Wesley. Now, when William Branham drew it, when he came to Laodicea, he did not put William Branham. He put Elijah. That was what he put there. He just wrote it there, Elijah. And then he left it there, because Elijah, it will be the last church age messenger.
Oh, that was glorious. as if something else, because this that I've known in the past was clarified for that stage, that I was able to know certain things. In fact, that I've been discovering personally, that even I shared with my neighbor, and as the Lord led our pastor to clarify in my mind, he gave me a more understanding of the scripture.
It was not the brother Adekule, it was not him that even released the message. It was God that touched him to release it. So the pastor released it to touch a lot of people. So he said, I open.
I am saying that what did they use to recognize every church age messenger? He said they chose the one that was closest to the ministry of Apostle Paul. Therefore, in this age also, the one that will fit in as the messenger to the Laodicean church age shall be the one whose ministry is closest to Apostle Paul's ministry. And we search. Hallelujah. Those wise men from the east, they saw a star. The light that star shined was different from the light of other stars. And we saw that light of William Graham. That is the only one that pointed us back, took us to where Christ is. And Christ is not in any church. Christ is in his world.
And give God the glory for giving us a pastor like this that said it exactly what William Abraham said. Let us know that to understand it, to have a better picture of who the prophet of God is, then you have to cite the scripture to get the picture.
Christ's eyes are still being opened, and the word of God is still being sieved the more. Wherever you are listening to the Bright TV, God is doing something. Join the moving train and your life will not remain the same.
Now William Branham, he looked, he said, the same way the church of Jesus Christ is built is the same way the temple of Solomon was built. Solomon's temple was built in 7 years, and it was built with stones from all over the world. So the church of Jesus Christ will be made up of lively stones from all over the world, and it will take 7 church ages to build it. The same way also the church is built is the same way also the individual believer will also be built. You are, before you reach the stage of perfection, he said, you start with faith. You must add virtue. You will add knowledge. You will add patience, temperance, patience, godliness. Then, brotherly kindness.
So this message is early inspirational. It's a message that actually confirms that truly we are following the light. That the voice of God to this generation, that we are echoing into the whole world.
The last one. The church of Jesus Christ, the body, the church is the body and Christ is the head. And the church is not yet complete until the head comes and joins the body. And the body has been in building all this while. One of these days, the capstone will come and cap up the pyramids, and the building will be complete. Just as the Egyptian pyramids are mysterious, so also the building of the church of Jesus Christ is mysterious. And they will never know how the process of this building will take place until God himself reveals it to them.
See about that pyramid, the answer he gave to the question about the pyramid, especially about the areas that the symbol demarcated between the pyramid and the triangular hall. I was very, very impressed. I learned a lot.
I'm very prepared to answer anyone, because I think Apostle Paul is the one that said that I should be ready to give an answer to anyone of the reason of our hope. I'm prepared for that, ever ready to confront these denominational seducers. These denominational seducers, all they do is to take people away from the truth, take people away from the ministry that God has used to restore us back to Bible faith, back to Bible Christianity.
But evil men and seducers. Who is a seducer? A seducer is one that will take you away from your legitimate wife or husband and take your attention. That is why the serpent seduced Eve. Christianity today, we have seducers that will take you from truth to error, from the doctrines of Christ to the doctrines of men. The church has been invaded by intellectuals, and when it comes to revelation, they will not allow the spirit of revelation to open their eyes anymore. Why? They no longer pride with a genuine call. They pride with some certificates they have gotten from some institutions.
They should not follow religion. They should follow the Bible. They should forget about the teaching of the dogmas. They should follow the scripture. The Bible, read, anchor your faith to the Bible and read your Bible. That is the only way that you can receive the Spirit of God.
Distance is not a barrier for you to go to heaven. If you are a child of God, God knows how He is going to bring you closer, protect you, or prepare you for the home going.
The advice and example I want to give them is that it's better for them to come and listen to the truth. That's the only thing.
When you are speaking, when you are preaching, what is in the Bible, that is the truth.
And has been assured of, knowing of whom that has learned them. Where did he learn them from? Apostle Paul. He was so sure of where he stood in his teachings until he said, if anyone comes and teaches anything, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8, contrary to what we have taught, let him be accursed. He said, even if I now come again and teach anything contrary, he said, let me be accursed. He was so sure. He was so certain. And I rest my faith on it. And William Bryan was taken beyond the curtain of time. William Bryan was taken to the gate. And they told him, wait, you cannot enter there now. He said, where are those there? Who are those there? Because it was a vision he was seeing. He said, they are the saints of old. And he asked, is Peter there? He said, yes, Peter. He said, what of Paul? Is he there? He said, the angel said, Paul is there. He said, if Paul is there, Peter is there, then I will be there too. He said, because I preach what Apostle Paul preached. I preach what Peter preached. So I am sure I will be there.
I will start from saying that, you know, this is the last age we are into now. So God has released all that He has in the storehouse to the bride. Because God has been opening Pastor Moses' arm to go far. The revelation of this time now is becoming more deeper. You see, the God has been upholding some inner secret things. As you can see today, let's say, it's God Himself, wrong. Because He Himself said that He did not prepare for it. This is an evening market. Because there is no time again to waste. All of us are buckling up. We are putting on our bed and lightening it up and stronger and more. Because if the way you are looking at this message, you see that He was not even talking to only the people here. He was talking to the whole world. It's just like God is announcing something that is about to happen to the whole world. I am thanking the Lord for making me to know this, to be in this move. Because if I wish I am not in this move, I couldn't have known what would happen. But God has made it possible that I am one of them.
I used to believe that little things doesn't count, but I get to realize that little things count a lot. Because when you do such things, your gift has been given to you will be withdrawn from you.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, not that the source of God. Remember that we're a spiritual church. We're not a denominational church that has a timetable. And then you can come here and say, oh, this person will preach. If the Holy Ghost says no, it's this one that will preach. We are not a denominational church where we say no, this is how we arrange. We pre-arrange service, but just for a guide. But the Holy Ghost will take over whatever He leads us to do. That's what we will do. And I think it's at the right time, because it's this morning I read that email and the fire was still on me. So with that fire in me, I think it was the right time to release something for them to hear. That's nothing more.
This established the fact that we here in the Bride Assembly are actually restored, and we are with the message of reconciliation. So you can go ahead any moment, any time, connect your thoughts, and we will not disappoint you. God bless you and shalom to the bride.